Welcome to episode 5 of the We Love Doggos podcast. Today, you're going to hear my interview with Wendy, the executive director of the Tobacco Valley Animal Shelter, a charity partner of ours. And you're going to hear how one woman and a small team and a tiny budget turned an entire county from a kill county into a no-kill county, and her journey to help save over 9,000 dogs.
Wow, what a number. I can't wait to hear this interview myself. And bonus, everyone, you are going to hear about some adorable rescue puppies that Terry got to meet himself.
I'm Terry.
And I'm Jesse.
And welcome to the We Love Doggos podcast. Ow! Well, I'm super excited. Today's episode is at the Tobacco Valley Animal Shelter in Eureka, Montana. I'm driving out right now to visit with Wendy. Get ready for something special. This is just an incredible story. Watch the impact that one person has. It's one of my favorite places to come. It's all made possible because of our incredible community. And we're going to drop a little surprise on Wendy today. We're going to be making a pretty good-sized donation. Again, thank you, community. Thank you, podcast listeners. This is the best part of what we do. You're going to see some dogs. It's going to be amazing. So enjoy today's episode. Hey, everybody. We Love Doggos family. I am here at Tobacco Valley Animal Shelter today, visiting with Wendy, seeing what else we can do to help this amazing community. If you've followed us this last year, yes, this is the place where we put the gazebo in because it gets really hot here in the summer. But without further ado, I want to introduce you to a very good friend of mine. It's Wendy.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Wendy.
Oh, thank you for coming. We so appreciate it.
And, well, of course. And we've been friends for about a year now.
Yep.
And we're here to see what else we can do to support your amazing efforts here in the Tobacco Valley. First of all, where is the Tobacco Valley?
It's Northwest Montana, Eureka, and Libby, Montana.
Yeah.
Two shelters. Yes.
And how long have you been operating the shelters?
18 years.
And get ready. How did you end up starting the shelters here?
So when I moved here, it was an all-kill facility, and they just came in and euthanized everything once a week, and there wasn't any adoption program. So when I moved here from Boise, Idaho, mm-hmm. and I said, oh, that's not okay. We can do better. So I got a group of like-minded people, and we got together, and we talked to the county, and we said, hey, would you go into contract with us, and we'll house all the animal control animals and the strays and the quarantines, but after 3 days, if nobody claims the animal, can you sign them over to us, and then we can just adopt them out? And they were like, oh, absolutely, we'd love that. So that was 18 years ago.
So instead of once a week, somebody having the horrible job of going and euthanizing dogs, yes. if they stay at there for 3 days or more, then they bring them over to you?
Well, it was the same facility. So we leased an old facility
that
they used as the dog pound. And then we were able to build this on donations, our new building.
And did that instantly stop the problem of dogs being euthanized?
It did. It actually did immediately.
And then cats. You love cats too?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is We Love Doggos, but truth be told, we love cats too. Yes. We also like fish, hamsters, guinea pigs, tortoises, basically ferrets are the best. And that was 18 years ago.
Yes.
Now you have a second facility in Libby?
We do, which is.
Tell us about that one.
It's about 70 miles, same county. So it's Lincoln County.
Yeah.
It's about 70 miles south of us, towards Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, about 8 years ago, the county said, you guys are doing such a good job on the north end of the county. Would you be interested in contracting the south end of the county? And we said, well, yes, we would. So we've been doing that one. We actually leased that one from the county. So it's not in great shape because it was built in the 60s. And,
yeah.
and a lot of animals were euthanized there, unfortunately. But we do our best. We're nearing 9,000 animals that we've saved.
Wow.
That time. So
this is, I know you have a lot of people that have helped you along the way.
Oh, yes.
But this is you coming from Boise, Idaho, and saying we can't be having this here.
Right, right. And people got on board.
Yeah.
They were happy and said, oh, they didn't think there was an alternative.
Yeah.
But people got on board, and they were so excited to not have to do this treacherous thing. And so we're still working hard, and we're working at, like I said, the south end of the county to bring that mindset as well, and we're making progress.
So is the county now pretty much a no-kill county?
It is. Yes, yes.
Does that give you great satisfaction?
Oh, boy.
Knowing that you've done that?
Sure, that's been, that's my life. It's my heart.
Yeah, so. Because I was just taking a look at the 2023 stats. These are put together by Humane Society, ASPCA, yes. And the number of euthanizations are going way up.
It's
about $1,000 dogs a day right now.
Yes.
Across the U.S., there's several states, Texas, California, leading the way.
Yes.
But then there's pockets like you who have found a way that no dog, our cat, gets killed.
Yes.
So how do you go about putting together a facility which... hopefully you might give us a quick look around here when
sure,
we're
absolutely.
What's that process like? How do you even start the process of building a shelter?
So we were able to have a generous donor give us the land. It's just an acre.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started fundraising for a capital campaign, and we actually were just able to pay it off last year. We paid it off 3 years early.
Wow.
So we're really excited about that, because now we own it free and clear.
Yeah.
And it's a great facility. When we do have room, we do take dogs from high kill shelters in California and Texas and New Mexico. We have people reaching out to us every day, or shelters reaching out to us every day, because they're in such dire straits.
Yeah.
So when we do have room, as room allows, we do take them from high kill shelters and adopt them out.
How many dogs at any given time would you say you have in the shelter here?
Well, right now we have many puppies.
Yeah.
But we average probably about 15 to 20.
Is it big dogs, little dogs, different kinds of breeds?
Mostly big. Mostly
yeah.
In this area.
That's kind of what we're seeing too, is big dogs, it's harder to get them adopted.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And then tell us about your staff. Is it volunteers, or how do you?
No, we have a good core of volunteers, but we do have paid staff as well to make sure that the animals are completely taken care of every single day. So we have I'm the executive director of both shelters, and then I have a shelter manager here at this shelter, which mm-hmm. is Legend.
Yep.
Amazing.
Legend's amazing.
She is amazing. She lives up to her name.
Yeah, she is a legend.
Yes. And then at our Libby shelter, we have a shelter manager, Beth, and she's awesome too. Great. Both great young ladies. They've been with us 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have cleaning staff here.
Okay.
And cleaning staff, we have one cleaning person in Libby.
Yeah.
And then I was able to get a grant from the SPCA to get a volunteer coordinator this year.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're able to get we have so many new people in the area that we just needed someone that had the time to be able to pick out people's talents and say, hey, could you do this? Can you do this? And schedule them. And so we're getting that more together. So... unfortunately, our length of stay has gone up like all shelters.
Yeah,
so,
what are you guys averaging now?
We're at 19 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we went from 6 to 19.
Oh, no, I mean, oh, wow, and that the length of stay is much higher in other places.
Yes, it is.
Although 19 is big from 6,
yes.
6 days was your normal stay?
It was, yeah, pre-pandemic.
Now, do you have a whole, like, foster, do you take dogs and foster them around the community, or?
We do somewhat, but because we're such a smaller community, we don't have the population that the bigger cities have and a lot of times with the dogs that need to be fostered, they mm-hmm. need to have experienced people to work with them. So we don't have as many fosters as we'd like, although we do for like neonatal kittens and stuff like that. We get lots of fosters for those. But we don't have as many fosters as we'd like, but we're going to be working on that as well, because like I said, our length of stay has gone up. So we did implement an enrichment program, which mm-hmm. is really good. So the dogs are out every day. They get walked every day. They get either a Kong or some type of food puzzle.
Just one quick story. I was here last time I was here. There was a gentleman who just got back from a hike.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, like a serious like hike. Yes. He went 4 or 5 hours with a dog who at the time, I think, set the record for the longest stay.
Yes, that would be Lincoln. Yes.
Is Lincoln still here?
No, he got adopted.
What?
Yeah.
It was like over 100 days.
Oh, yeah. It was, I think it was like 260 days.
Oh, it's 100.
Adopted.
Oh, my yeah. gosh. That's
so
amazing.
He's doing great.
That's incredible. Yeah. I just thought it was amazing that this volunteer came in to pick up Lincoln. And yeah. I mean, they did some crazy hike. Yes. And he came back and everybody was sweaty and Lincoln was happy. And
yes. So we do offer that, too. We love it when people want to take them even, you know, for the weekend just to get them out or just take them for a walk or like. Like yeah. this young man did, just take him for an 8-mile hike.
Well, people ask me, so I'm going to ask you, what is the most rewarding part about what you do?
So the most rewarding part is watching the animals go home with their new pet parents. That is the best, especially animals out of, we do get some abuse and neglect situations yeah. that you know would otherwise, maybe it wouldn't end so well.
Yeah.
But to watch, and like I was explaining earlier, we had 17 puppies left taped up in cardboard boxes outside our shelter doors after hours. And they were emaciated and dehydrated. And we were able to nurse them back to health. And two of them went home yesterday. And to watch these families yeah. so thrilled and know that this little puppy is going to have the best life ever, especially from where I came from. So that, to me, is the most rewarding part of this job.
It's so cool when you know, a dog reaches safety,
yes,
right?
Yes,
because you see dogs in perilous situations, and they're so beaten down and abused, and then they don't even know they just hit the jackpot.
Right.
They're
right.
just happy that, you know, they're being taken care of.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite story from 2023, something that you guys did?
Well, Lincoln is one of the ones. Lincoln was the really large dog that went on the hike. And he was with us for, he broke all our records.
Yeah.
He was a young dog yeah. and he, was a large dog with a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And, he liked to mouth. He didn't bite, but
yeah.
he liked to
He
mouth.
Was loud. I remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
And jumped straight up in his kennel, up and down. So people would be like, oh, no way. We actually got a trainer that moved here from Nevada recently.
Mm-hmm.
And, he started coming in weekly and working with him and we'd only have him work with him and he did miracles with him. And to watch Lincoln now be in his home and his family loves him so much and he lives with 5 little kids and he just loves them and they send periodic updates. And so that was a really satisfying story for us.
So 2 memories that I have from 2023. 1, Jordan's Way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Jordan's Way.
That's, if you don't know Jordan, he travels around raising funds for shelters. And I just thought, I think he raised about $12,000 for you
yes,
guys.
Yes, he did.
And he was just here like 4 hours yes. nonstop yeah. doing the craziest things, locking people in cages. And it was just fantastic. And then my second favorite memory was I was watching your Facebook page one day and there was an airplane coming in. It had dogs from Texas.
Yes, from Texas.
So tell me about that.
So we had some room. We had a really great couple of weeks with adoptions and we had empty kennels. And like I said, if we have empty kennels, I can't stand the thought of dogs dying for no reason for
right.
lack of space in another area.
That's right.
So we had, a shelter reach out to us from, Abilene, Texas. And they said, hey, you know, they'll be fully vetted. We just have to get homes for them because we're euthanizing, you know, hundreds a day and we can't. So we got in touch with Dog is My Co-Pilot.
Yep.
And they've delivered several mm-hmm. to us. And they said, yep, we absolutely will do it. So they flew from Texas and flew them right here to Eureka, which
yep.
was wonderful because a lot of times we have to go all the way to Polson to pick them up. But they flew them right to our little airstrip and we had volunteers waiting and we took in, I believe, 14 dogs.
Yeah. Of all shapes and sizes.
Yes. Of all. Yes.
Little crates, big crates, yeah, three-legged.
Blind old black lab. And
That's
he
beautiful.
Was my favorite. Yeah, he was. So
that's
sweet.
Beautiful.
And we were able to place them actually pretty quickly. So
yeah,
that was wonderful.
Well, one of the other reasons I'm here is that our community, just as the way of background, how we met, you and I, we help an organization called the Underdog Railroad, and they pick up dogs from kill shelters in Northern California, and the actual kill shelter lets them use their van, and then what they do is they start placing them north, going all the way into the Canadian border. And then this is at the Canadian border. So I was out right outside your window here at 10 o'clock one night when Carol was rolling up with the last of the dogs. And then the people from Canada came over the border and got these dogs. And in the process, I'm like, well, what's going on here? And so Carol told me all about what you guys were up to and how beautiful. I'm like, well, we'll be back. And so we help.
That was a great day when you came back.
Well, yes. Thank you. And
an angel literally came to our building.
Well, this is what we do. And we just love finding in situations like this. I remember walking out in the back, and we'll show everybody the gazebo here in a minute. And I'm like, what's one thing we could get that would be like a, you know, something that you wouldn't normally get? And well, we don't have much shade. And at the time, I think you had about 8 square feet of shade, and it gets hot.
Yes. And we've tried to plant trees, but it's so dry here. We've lost so many trees.
Yeah. So we put up a gazebo with concrete plant. Yeah. And then the other thing I'm here to tell you is that once again, our community has asked how we can bless you. So we just made a commitment for a $10,000 donation.
Yes.
That we're going to help with some facility stuff, monthly contributions. We also want to be, you know, available if you have a special dog in need. We have this system called Dog Alerts. We're like, hey, this dog needs to get placed now. So we have a pretty big community and 100% placement record.
Oh, wow.
You got a tough to place dog. We'll go out to our community and we can help transport and get it in.
Well, that's it for episode 5. And wow. I mean, what an honor. When I was sitting there interviewing Wendy, I just felt like I get to take a look into 18 years of somebody's purpose on the planet and 9,000 dogs. It was just like I had like goosebumps the entire time, Jess. So what's up next?
Oh my goodness. Next week's episode is so, so exciting to me. As some of you may know or not know, my dog and our brand ambassador is Ellie Pickles. She's an amazing rescue dog as well. And our next episode has a little bit of Ellie flair to it. It's our advice column where we're answering community member questions as if we are the brand ambassador Ellie Pickles. So please tune in next week. We will be answering your questions as Dear Miss Pickles. For now, be sure and like and subscribe the video, the podcast, and share it with your dog-loving friends. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the We Love Doggos podcast.
Ow.